Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. Listen as today we start with Joel chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, my friend, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready and go to the Old Testament book of Joel, Joel chapter 3. Today we'll start in verse 8 as we begin that journey in this last chapter of Joel. Joel is a small book of three chapters, but they are powerful chapters. My friend, dynamite comes in small packages, and I see the same thing with this. Oh, I tell you what, it is tremendous. It's a book of prophecy, and we're really, in these remaining verses, going to see much about the last days. So have your good King James Bible, have you some pencil and paper, be ready to take notes, and follow along over these next several days now as we continue in this study. Now, before we go any further, though, I want to remind you of a couple things. First of all, it's getting soon now. It'll be here before you know it. July 24th through 27th, the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina. Those dates, are July 24th through the 27th. Services begin Monday night, 7 o'clock. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have services at 10 o'clock in the morning and again at 7 o'clock in the evening. Just some extras to know. Well, we find out that there are at least two preachers in each session. So Tuesday morning, there'll be two preachers, and then Tuesday evening, two preachers. And that's the way it goes throughout the conference starting on Monday evening. There's also a gymnasium that's filled with people like to use the word vendors. I hate to use that about the things they have there because these are the Sword of the Lord books, tremendous books. And if you don't believe that fundamentalists write books anymore, you go by the table and you'll find some tremendous books that'll be helpful. Secondly, there are Christian colleges there. Sometimes you're wondering about, where do I send my child to college now that they're getting ready to graduate from high school? And there's plenty of information there. There are excellent mission boards that are there as well. And I would highly encourage you to go by and see those mission boards. And maybe if God calls you, maybe if God calls one of your children, you can have information, or someone else in your church is called. You can give them information on the various mission boards that will help them. And so I would encourage you to do so. It is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity for each of you. Now, in addition to that, I would say that they have clothes in there that are for sale, suits, and I mean great prices on good suits. They have other things there, radio stations. We're part of the Fundamental Broadcast Network, and their people are there. I mean, they have the head honchos there, and you can meet all these people and some of the tremendous preachers from across the United States of America are there, and you can meet them in person. Dr. Shelton Smith, editor of the Sword of the Lord, he's easily accessible as he's there at the front of the auditorium at the end of each service. You can go up, shake his hand. He'd love to shake your hand. Now, in addition to this, I would like to encourage you to tell others about it. You can go to the Sword of the Lord website. Just Google that on your computer. It's near Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's in Walkertown, and it's the church is. It's the Gospel Light Baptist Church. Dr. Bobby Robertson is the pastor. But as you go there, you'll find that beautiful pastoral setting and that great church. Oh, it is wonderful. And then Winston-Salem close by with various shopping areas the ladies want for shopping, you know, in the off times. And even Andy Griffith's home is up there near Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's just about a 45-minute drive from there, and it is fun to go to. My wife and I have gone up there many times, and we thoroughly enjoy it. I would love to meet you there as well. And, oh, what a blessing and a special, special blessing that would be for us. I have met some of you in the past, and you've told me that you've been listening to Lamp and Light now for some time, and what a blessing that is. I never know who does or who doesn't. And I get the thrill when somebody comes up and says, I listened to your broadcast on FBN. And, oh, boy, I tell you, that is just a special thrill for me. And then to get to put faces to people and things like, oh, that is just tremendous to me. So I hope that you'll come and we'll get to meet you at the Sword of the Lord conference. And as I said, great speakers there. Reserve a hotel through the website there, Sword of the Lord, or you can just do something. Some people use the Priceline and others use other things like that to try to find a hotel, but there are hotels that are plenty up there, and you can find one and you can go. We would love to see you July 24th through 27th at the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Hey, what a great vacation. Now, one further announcement, and that is concerning Israel. Now, you've heard me announce on here many times about Israel, a trip to Israel. Let me just give you a quick review of that. We are leaving November 6th from JFK Airport in New York. Now, you can meet us in New York there, or you can ride with us. The price I'm going to give you here in just a moment is from JFK. It's a round-trip ticket on LL Airlines, which is the best airlines for international travel that you can be on. And it's something just very special to be there. It's a Jewish-owned airline. It's owned by Israel. And I tell you what, they've got a great record, and they have great air travel. Let me also encourage you to get online. We have a secured site. You can register to go with us. If you need to fly from somewhere else, of course, to get to New York, then you can do that. Or if you'd like to come to Ocala, Florida, you're welcome. We're going to set up a group to fly from Orlando to New York and fly back. But now one thing we will have is a number of people that are going. I've got to reserve seats. As a matter of fact, you should have already reserved seats, but we want to reserve seats to go to Israel and that round trip to New York and back. And we'll give you a price on that as soon as we have a final count and we can give you a good price on it. Now, I also want to say the Israel trip, we stay in four-star hotels. Your breakfast and your supper are huge buffet. And I tell you what, there's a lot of food on those buffets, and we stay in the four-star hotels. It's great, and you'll enjoy it. And we have a nice air-conditioned coach bus and great drivers. A guide, and then I teach the Bible at each site. Now, if you have a pastor that you would like to send, your church would like to send a pastor and his wife, it'd make a great Christmas present, maybe a little early, but from November 6th through the 14th. And if I know a pastor's coming, I'll definitely make sure that he gets to teach at one of the areas. If he wants to do some baptizing, he can. If he doesn't have anybody to baptize, my goodness, I'll let him baptize me and Jordan, and then I'll baptize him. And we will be able to both say, well, we both got baptized in Jordan, and we did some baptizing in Jordan. I've got people that ride with me, and each time they go, they get baptized. So I think that's just a special treat and a special time to be together. So I hope that you will join us, that you will go with us to Israel. And if you will, get online. Now, get online right away. Now, this is our website, where you can register online free. So please take down this web address. And our announcer gives it at the end of each day's address as well. But it is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, again, that's www.centralbaptistocala.org. We would love to have you to come and be a part of our special trip to Israel, November 6th through the 14th. Now, as we get into our lesson today, we're in Joel chapter 3, and today we're going to start off with verse 8. And so I hope that you'll have it ready. We've been in the book of Joel now for some time, and here we are in the last chapter, and we're hoping that this book is a special blessing to each of you, and we want it to be. We want to be a blessing to all of you, and we want the books of the Bible to be a special blessing to each of you. And I hope that this indeed is a very special blessing to you, because we want it to be. We really do. Now, having said all of that, we want to get started now. We want to look here, first of all, in Joel chapter 3 and verse 8. So hopefully you have your Bibles and you are ready to follow along with us. And my friend, we trust this will be very edifying and very helpful to you. Now in Joel chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, "And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah. And they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it." Now, last time we looked at the atrocities committed by the haters of Israel, and for that matter, those that hate the Lord. And we saw that hatred is toward the youth of the land and towards Jerusalem. Specifically in verses 3 through 6, when we looked at verse 7, and saw the beginning of the judgment of God, we found and we understood God avenges his people. Now, all of this is looking ahead to the day they are gathered in the valley of Jehoshaphat. It is as Christ comes back at the conclusion of the campaign of Armageddon. God will revenge his own in his time. Listen to these references and verses. First of all, Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. We read this, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." What about 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9? "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.